What is our topic? Mm-hmm. Oh, what a topic it is.
What's the topic?
What's the topic?
No topic, please.
What are you talking about?
An issue, like a topic of discussion.
That's a fun topic to discuss.
I guess that isn't one of the topics discussed on your radio.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on River Talk 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Good morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining us. Incredible show for you today. In fact, today's show has the potential to be the funnest I've ever done. I know, that sounds incredible. But it's true. It does have that potential. Thanks so much for joining us. So many issues to get to today. So many issues. Belmont County, the worst street in Belmont County, the most dangerous. I can make the case this is the most dangerous street, and it's not owned by the government, not owned by the feds. It's not owned by the state. It's not owned by the county. It's not owned by the township. It's not owned by the city. It's privately owned. And chances are you've been on it. I have a number of times, and I've got to tell you, this is an accident waiting to happen. I reached out to Terry Live. Oh, by the way, this is the Belmont Buzz.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
So I reached out to Belmont County Engineer Terry Lively, and I said, would you please send me the information about who owns this street, this danger, well, I didn't say dangerous in the email, but it's a very, very dangerous street. It's accidents waiting to happen all over the place. And Terry Lively, engineer, Belmont County, came through for me. He sent me the information. I will share this with you. You will find out who this person is, and it's really, really bad. And heaven help us, it's an accident waiting to happen. And there are a lot of people who are using this street, and almost nobody realizes it is a privately owned street. So that's the Belmont buzz.
Tell me what's happening.
All right, that's enough. So we're going to get to that. The city of Wheeling, here's a shocker. Are you sitting down? I certainly hope you are, especially if you're in your truck or car. Wheeling City Council, guess what they spent a good portion of their time on again? What topic do they spend so much time on? Same topic that they've been talking about on and off for, 10 years now. The homeless. Yes, the homeless. And all the money they're costing us and how nothing ever changes. And these do-gooder organizations, there are questions now being raised about how much money do the heads of these different organizations get, and on and on and on. So we'll take a look at that again as well. But, it's stuff I've been talking about for I cannot tell you how many years. The only way to solve the homeless problem is to enforce the law. That's it. You got to enforce the law. Anyone who is drinking in public or who is drugging or is behaving inappropriately, violating the law, has to be arrested. You have to throw these people in jail. If they're found guilty, you keep them in jail as long as possible, because that's the best possible answer for the homeless until we can transfer them into some sort of a state hospital and keep them there for a year so they can defog their brains. But it never ends with these people, and it never ends with Wheeling City Council. The story that I have here for you, written by Eric, nice guy, good guy, for the Wheeling Unintelligencer, is pretty much the same story, through no fault of Eric's, that on and off I've been reading for the past 10 years. It never changes. It never changes, in large part because the politician, the city of Wheeling, mayor, city council, all of them just don't have the backbone to get tough with these vagrants, because that's what you need to do, because nothing else has worked. And if you don't believe me, tell me what has worked. Tell me what has worked to solve the homeless problem in Wheeling or Steubenville or anywhere else in the Ohio Valley or anywhere else nationwide. Tell me what has worked. The only thing that works is you're going to enforce the law. Same thing what Trump is doing nationally with the border and all these illegals. You just have to enforce the existing law. That's all there's to it. You got to find them. You got to jail them. This is what you have to do. But let me start off with something positive. In fact, two positive things. This would be three, because the first one is I introduced myself. So that's about as positive as it gets. And I've also warned you that today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. Warning is probably not the right word. Promise is not the right word. I'm not quite sure what the right word is, but I have alerted you. Alerted you that today's show has the potential to be the finest I've ever done. I want to start with really, really, really good news from Donald Trump, or really, really, really good news from Donald Trump. Which would you like first? The really, really, really good news from Donald Trump, or the really, really, really good news from Donald Trump? I know, it's a toss-up. It's tough. I've got both. Let me start with the audio. Let me first start with the announcement. As you know, we here in the Upper Ohio Valley, or Dimitri Land, as more and more people are calling it. Oh, I like that, Dimitri Land. It has a nice ring to it. Instead of the Upper Ohio Valley, what if we start calling this area Dimitri Land? Give it some thought. Here in the Upper Ohio Valley, we understand the importance of not only energy independence for our republic, but more importantly, for energy dominance. We need to dominate energy throughout the world. And we can do that, especially here in the Upper Ohio Valley, because we've got Southeast Ohio and West Virginia, and this is ground zero for MAGA Nation, but also ground zero when it comes for comes to incredible natural resources, coal and oil and gas. It's all right here. We're sitting on it. And the feds, with the EPA and all these other rules and regulations that they've had over the years, are doing everything they can to kill us off. Kind of like what the NCAA did with March Madness with the Mountaineers. But we're not going away. We are sitting on black gold here with coal. I'm a big coal guy. I love coal. I love coal. We need more and more and more of it. I also love natural gas. I also love oil. We've got it all here. So here's the really, really, really good news from Donald Trump. And then I'll play the really, really, really good news from Donald Trump. His statement. I want to thank State Senator Chris Rose for posting this. I was not aware of this. State Senator Chris Rose, West Virginia, great guy, represents the second senatorial district in the state of West Virginia, which includes part of Dimitri Land, the Upper Ohio Valley. He posted this. I reached out to Chris to see if he wanted to come on and break the news himself, but unfortunately he has not responded to my text. So he's been very busy in Charleston, I get that. All right, but shout out to Chris Rose, a great guy, fourth generation coal miner, state senator, West Virginia, chairman of the Energy Committee in the state Senate, hardcore Trump MAGA guy, 100%. So he's the one who posted this, and I'm sharing this, but I got to give a shout out to Chris Rose. Would you do that for me, please, state senator Chris Rose? Here's Donald Trump's statement. This is the really, really, really good news from Donald Trump. And then I'll play the really, really, really good news from Donald Trump. After years of being held captive by environmental extremists, lunatics, radicals, and thugs, allowing other countries, in particular China, to gain tremendous economic advantage over us by opening up hundreds of all coal-fired power plants, I, Donald Trump, am authorizing my administration to immediately begin producing energy with beautiful, clean coal. And the last three words, beautiful, clean coal, are all uppercase. He has just made this announcement. Immediately begin producing energy with beautiful, clean coal. This is just wonderful news. Huge studio audience this morning. Thank you all. Thank you. Please sit down. Sit down now. I don't need a standing ovation for all 2 hours. Thank you. Now you're embarrassing me. All right, fine. So there's that. This is really good news. Now, here's the next really, really, really good news. Really, 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 really good news. Okay. Let's see. I had it here. Okay. Here it is. Now, he announced this yesterday. He is referring to today. Try to wrap your mind around this, because this took about 60-some-odd years. What you're going to hear President Trump say with this really, 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 really good news is in reference to today. It's going to happen today. And of course, the useless local media, nothing, says nothing about it, does nothing, because anytime it's good news regarding Trump, they're not going to publish it. It's got to be bad. Everything has to be bad or else we ignore it. The useless newspapers, the useless TV stations here in the Valley, here in Dimitriland. Boy, Dimitriland sounds great. In any event, nothing. That's why you need me. That's why you need to download the River Network app and click River Talk. You get Dimitri 5 days a week. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri encore and dangerously local. And Steve Novotny 5 days a week, all right here. The River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. The audio path of totality. And now it's official. Dimitri live and dangerously local is the force multiplier of truth. Boy, between that and Dimitriland, I'm just, wow. All right. So here's Donald Trump with the really, 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 really good news. He said this yesterday. It's going to happen today. After 60-some-odd years. In fact, it's more than 63. 73 is 10. 83, 93, 2003, 2013, 2023. After more than 60 years, we're finally going to get to see the truth, the unredacted truth. Today, did you think this day would ever come? Donald Trump is promising us it's going to happen today. He said this at the National Archives. I actually can't believe it. I just can't believe it, and I can't wait. Okay, here, hold on a second. I've got to make sure I did this right. All right, so I think I've got this set up right here now. Hold on. Here we go.
But while we're here, I thought it would be appropriate. We are tomorrow announcing and giving all of the Kennedy files. So people have been waiting for decades for this, and I've instructed my people that are responsible, lots of different people, put together by Tulsi Gabbard, and that's going to be released tomorrow. We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. But we're going to be releasing the JFK files, and that would be tomorrow. Do you have anything else to add to that, Carolyn? So that's a big announcement. They've been waiting for that for decades. Then I said during the campaign I'd do it, and I'm a man of my word. So tomorrow you have the JFK files. What time will they be released?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Tomorrow afternoon, okay.
Have you seen what's in the files? Have you read them?
I've heard about them.
Was there anything
interesting?
It's going to be very interesting.
Was there an executive summary supplied to you, Mr. President?
No, I'm not doing summaries. You'll write your own summaries. It's many pages. Is it 80,000 pages? Approximately 80,000 pages. So it's a lot of stuff. And you'll make your own determination.
Yes! Yes! More than six decades. And it's going to happen today. He made that announcement yesterday, this afternoon, maybe on Steve Novotny's show. He's on from 3 to 6. Make sure you listen on the radio, talk radio or radio talk. Or what the heck is it called? River Talk. That's what this thing is. River Talk Radio Network. This afternoon, they're going to release the JFK files unredacted. No executive summaries. Finally, great news from Donald Trump. Wow.